This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. A little bit under the weather the last couple of days. And no, it is not coronavirus. It is not COVID-19. But yes, I've been tested. And we wear masks around here. Not while I'm talking. It's kind of like when you go to a restaurant here in the state of Louisiana recently. You know, I wear a mask to come into the building where our studios are at. And I wear a mask to come into our offices because we have other radio stations up here, although Coleman and I are pretty much the only ones here. WWL has a news guy here next door, WWL Radio. But they're all doing their shows, their hosts, from home. Like, we were doing our show from home, but we begged to come back here because we have more... we have all of our equipment and all of our tools and all of our things for our sound. And
I got tired of seeing you in your underwear. That's really what my argument was.
And that too, Coleman. So, yeah, but the last couple of days I've been, it's just, but good news. It's just the regular 48-hour or 72-hour flu bug or whatever it is. I hope this isn't the swine flu, the pig flu. I went out of the pig flu.
Just take some NyQuil. You'll be good.
Yes, I took some NyQuil and some DayQuil yesterday, but you know, we're lucky if it's only the pig flu, right? Pig flu, please. So anyways, you know, the Saints, we told you how the football team, the New Orleans Saints, they're setting up a mini bubble, and we're going to start seeing more of these mini bubbles. Maybe that's what we should have around here, Coleman, just set up a bubble around the studio. I wouldn't mind walking around with a bubble around me. I wouldn't mind walking around inside of a bubble. I will roll around in a bubble.
I think you're confusing it with a hamster ball.
But more NFL football teams are doing what the Saints are doing, how the Saints rented out four floors of the Lowe's Hotel, pretty much right next to the radio station here on Poydras Street, our studios where we're at. Other football teams have done that, including the Seattle Seahawks. But one of the players of the Seattle Seahawks wasn't thrilled with their bubble team hotel, and he tried to sneak a woman into the hotel, a female visitor. This is the kind of thing that's been going on down at the NBA bubble in Orlando, Florida, where the New Orleans Pelicans underwhelmed, where they performed so poorly. Some of the NBA players aren't happy because they're stuck down there without women, without their women.
Yeah.
And we talked about it yesterday on the show. They're not even allowed to bring in women that they just met, Instagram models. But because we all know Instagram models, if they could hook up, if they could land an NBA star with those contracts that those NBA guys sign,
cha-ching,
be massive for those Instagram models.
And the reason it sucks is because you're a prime athlete and you have millions of dollars. What's the point of being a prime athlete with fame and having millions of dollars if you can't use that clout to smash chicks?
Yeah,
so it's
right.
Like, now you're defeating the whole purpose. I don't even want to play basketball now. What's the point?
Yeah, these NBA guys, they're in the best shape that they'll ever be in their lives, physically and financially.
Yeah.
And so they're out there on the internet. They're looking for some of the hottest women, and the Instagram models are like, "Hey, look over here." So there's been some issues down at the NBA bubble, because I guess the NBA wants to know, Coleman, How long have you been with that woman? And is it any of their business? If look, if they just met this Instagram model and they're saying, look, this is the one woman I want to do sex with, does it really matter if they've known her a week, a month, 2 years?
Yeah, just throw a thermometer at her forehead. I'm one of those little thermometer guns.
So they've been dealing with some of that crap down there at the NBA bubble in Orlando at Disney World. Well, the Seattle Seahawks just found out that this guy on their team, and his name is Kima Sivarand.
Great young man.
They found out that he's a rookie quarterback. They found out that this woman that he dressed as a player. She was dressed as one of the Seahawks. And they caught him trying to sneak her in to their team hotel bubble. Well, they caught him. Jeez, I hope that was worth it.
Okay.
But at least he tried. He tried dressing her up as one of the players.
Usually, I'd be like, man, these Instagram models are hot. But if you looked at her and you thought, I can pass you off as one of my team members, as a 300-pound running back or as a 200-pound wide receiver,
yeah,
or even a kicker, dude, these are not small men. So if he thought he could pass her off as one of the players, it makes me wonder how she really looks.
Well, we haven't seen any pictures yet.
This clearly.
Let me tell you, how much does this coronavirus suck? It just cost the guy his prospective job with the Seattle Seahawks, a rookie cornerback.
She had to be at least 6 feet tall. Hey, I'm going to pass you off as one of our players. Here, just put this jersey on.
He was caught on video trying to sneak a female visitor into the team hotel, and she was dressed as one of the Seahawks.
At least try to dress up as a cheerleader. You know,
now, that would have been too obvious.
he tried to dress up as one of the... Man, put these pads on, babe.
I wonder if that video will ever get leaked. I'd like to see that video.
If I can dress a woman up as a man and sneak in and she passes, I'm not interested in...
She didn't pass.
Oh, see, that's a good... You're right. They did catch him. Oh, that's hilarious. I'm going to dress you up as a dude, and bring you into this hotel.
In another piece of coronavirus news that sucks about coronavirus, up in the state of Connecticut, one of the jail inmates, one of the prisoners in jail, hung himself with a coronavirus mask. Jesus. Well, at least you know the thing works. I mean, it's pretty heavy. I'm looking at my mask right now. I don't know if I could. He took it apart and used part of the coronavirus mask to do that.
That was a sturdy mask, man. The ones I get from CVS keep breaking on me.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I need some more. I got to go get some more coronavirus masks. But I think what he did was call him and he took the end off of it.
Yeah, the earpiece.
And I think he used that. But well, see, these are the different ways that coronavirus sucks here in the United States. And boy, I can't wait till this whole thing is over. But this coronavirus, this is going to be with us for a while. It's going to be with us definitely through the rest of this year. It's going to be with us next year as well. And some people are saying that we're going to need to wear these masks for the foreseeable future.
I wouldn't be surprised if people just wear the mask voluntarily for the rest of life, like from this point on, just like they did in China prior to it because of the smog.
Well, and if you think that's bad, wait till you hear about a story I got coming up. There is now a company that is making its employees who are already working from home and they have Zoom meetings, you know, on the internet, on their computers. Let me tell you about the boss that is making their employees wear masks for the Zoom meetings. These people have to wear masks while they're doing a Zoom meeting. They're alone in their apartment, in their home, and their boss is making them put masks on for the Zoom meeting. That's coming up, and we have a lot of things we're going to get to on the show today. Hang out with us Friday, even though it doesn't really matter during coronavirus, with the bleep day it is. here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Listen to this story. This story has criminal activity and corruption in more ways than one. This story is full of criminals. This 31-year-old guy from Mandeville, all right? He was on the internet, and he was up to no good. He was up to illegal activity. He was looking to arrange sex with an underage girl. He thought he was talking to an underage girl online when he set up a meeting with her. But he wasn't talking with an underage girl, and he wasn't talking with a police officer, which is the first thing that you would think of, right? A setup?
Mm-hmm.
He was talking with two other criminals who tried to set him up. He shows up at the place where they agreed to meet in Bridge City. I don't know why a guy from Mandeville who thought he was talking to an underage girl would go to Bridge City to meet her. But when he got to the place where they arranged to meet in Bridge City, it wasn't an underage girl. It wasn't a police officer. It was just two dudes who said, hey, let's go set up this dude to have sex with an underage girl. And when he gets here, we'll shake him down for all of his money. And that's what they did. And he didn't have that much money on him. Again, he thought he was meeting a 15-year-old girl. But he met these two dudes who, when he showed up, said, all right, pal, there's no girl here. There's us here. Give us everything you got. He didn't even have that much money on him. I think the story said, what'd they take him for, $40? So when they left, what do you think the 31-year-old guy from Mandeville did?
He didn't call the police on him.
That's exactly what he did, Coleman. He called the cops. And he called the cops. He said, I just got robbed.
911, what's your emergency?
And so when the cops get there, the 31-year-old dude from Mandeville says, I just got shaken down. I thought I was going to meet this girl here to do sex. And it wasn't a girl. It was two dudes, and they robbed me, and I want them arrested. So during this conversation, the cops said, the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's deputies said, who's this girl you're supposed to meet? How old was she? And the 31-year-old guy from Mandeville, whose name is Darwin Jose Luque Coelho.
You idiot!
Coelho. He said he'd been chatting with a 15-year-old girl who he met through an online dating app. And we planned to do sex. What an idiot. First and foremost, what a loser a 31-year-old guy thinking he's talking to a 15-year-old girl on a dating app, and he sets up an appointment to meet her at this place. So he's a loser, first and foremost, for doing that. And then when he gets to the place, it's not a 15-year-old girl, and it's not yet a police officer. It's just two dudes who are Now, think about these two dudes.
Yeah, think
about these two guys. Hey, Coleman, what are you doing tonight? You want to come over to my house? We're going to go on this dating app, and we're going to set up these dudes to think they're meeting underage girls, and we'll set up a place for them to go meet them, and we'll meet them, and when they show up, we will shake them down for everything. Because we'll tell them, look, if you don't give us everything you got right now, we're going to call the cops and tell them what you did. So he ends up giving them the money, and then he calls the cops on himself.
In any other circumstances, I would call those two dudes criminals. I would say, yes, they need to be arrested. But the vigilante in me thinks these guys did us a favor, or sort of a favor. They should have beat him down, really. Because here's how it works. I can't blame those two dudes at all. If you're going to make somebody a victim, it might as well be somebody that's interested. If you're going to shake down somebody, if you're going to make somebody's life terrible, I see, like, personally, legally, I know it's wrong, but personally, I see no issue. If you're going to make somebody's life miserable, it might as well be a pedo. You know, I think they should have...
So you're bringing up a good point. Out of the two different types of criminals we have here,
mm-hmm.
we have the 31-year-old guy from Mandeville, who's a real bad criminal. He's looking for sex with an underage girl. But then we have these other criminals who were pretending to be the underage girl
right on
the internet. And they set up a rendezvous appointment with him. And when he shows up, they shake him down for all of his money. Those criminals aren't nearly as bad as the original criminal who wanted to do sex with the underage girl.
The only reason they lost me was they did not call the police. Once they set up their little sting, they were being too greedy. Once they set up their little sting, they should have had the police waiting for them outside.
But then they would have gotten in trouble for shaking them down.
That's the only flaw in it. Like, that's the only criminal activity. That's the part that makes it bad.
You know, with many people out of work, Coleman, because of coronavirus right now, you know, these guys are looking to make a few bucks. Okay, here's how we can make a few bucks. Let's go set up these scumbag dudes who are trying to set up a sexual rendezvous with an underage girl.
I have no, like,
I don't have a problem with what they did.
The law of the streets, look.
If you're listening right now, text us. Do you have a problem with what those guys did? Am I wrong? And I'm not promoting criminal activity, but times are tough right now during the coronavirus shutdown. People need to make some money. Do you have a problem with what these guys did? I got to be honest with you. I really don't. I have a huge problem with what the 31-year-old Mandeville guy did, Darwin, Jose, Luque, Coelho. And why do some of these Latin guys, why do they have so many names?
But think about it. He's lucky because he got off. Most people want to, when they see a pedo. These guys want to rob you and let you go. So imagine if it was somebody else. If it was anybody else, that probably would have been his last deal on earth. So he got off kind of easy.
Well, I don't know if he really.
No, he didn't. Yeah.
Well, I don't have that much of an issue with what these guys did. All right, it was against the law.
But if you're going to do it to somebody like Darwin.
Yeah. And how dumb is Darwin Jose Luque Coelho?
He's so dumb, he actually won the Darwin Award for this week.
He lived up to his name! He lived up to his first name! Text us at 504-260-9595. Am I wrong for thinking these two guys, I don't know, they did something, they did what they had to do. Look, they broke the law, but they did what they thought they had to do. And like I said, during these times where a lot of people are out of work because of coronavirus, the shutdown there, hey, these guys are looking to make a few bucks. I don't have a problem with them. I have a big problem with Darwin Jose Luque Coelho, who lived up to his first name. Text us. Keep it short and sweet. If it's good and it adds to our show, we'll read it coming up next. And please do not text while you're driving. And either put your initials or your first name at the end of your text. What a story, huh? You're on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. If you're just joining us, we were talking about a story. This 31-year-old guy from Mandeville. He's on the internet. He thinks he's chatting with a 15-year-old girl, so he sets up a rendezvous to meet her someplace to do sex. And the place that they set up to meet was in Bridge City. So he shows up at the place where he thinks he's meeting a 15-year-old girl. But no, he wasn't set up by a cop. He was set up by just two dudes. Who, when he pulled in, they took a picture and video of him in his car. And they said, hey, give me all your money. Give me everything you got on you. And they shook him down. And I think he only had like 40 bucks on him, according to the story. But he gave him everything that he had. He gave the guys everything he had. And the guys left. And what do you think the 31-year-old guy from Mandeville did? He called the cops to say that he got shaken down, that he got set up, and that he got robbed. And when the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's deputies showed up over there, they said, well, who did you think you were meeting? And he said, I thought I was going to meet a 15-year-old girl here for sex. 31-year-old Darwin Jose Luque Coelho got arrested for being an idiot and living up to his first name, Darwin. Should get one of those Darwin awards. And so I said, yeah, that guy's a scumbag, the 31-year-old Darwin from Mandeville. And what he did was wrong, and he should be arrested. But I didn't have a problem with what the two other guys did, the guys who went online pretending to be the underage girl, set up a rendezvous with him, Coleman, and then shook him down and took off. I didn't have an issue with that. And I asked you if you were listening, text us. Am I wrong for not having a problem with that? Am I wrong for saying if I'm bored over the next few nights, I may do the same thing? I may go online. I may pretend I'm an underage girl, set up a meeting with some adult male scumbag, and then when we meet wherever we meet, I'll shake them down. Hey, Coleman, what are you doing tomorrow night? You want to do this? Anyway, how much money can we get? You know, especially during coronavirus, you know, some people are out of work. I don't have a problem with what these two guys did. Am I wrong thinking that?
Well, Richard says, I think it's hysterical with a dumb bleep.
Yes.
C from Homer says, no, I don't have a problem. What they did, everyone should do it.
See that, C?
This texter says, nope, I wish he could have gotten Jeffrey Epstein's list and set up all those sickos. Be funny as hell.
Now you're talking, texter.
JB says, do you know whether these guys were really out of work or are they just scam artists?
I don't know, JB. I don't know, but I'm giving them the coronavirus benefit of the doubt.
JD says, put all three of them in a cell.
Oh, I don't think those two guys belong where Darwin Jose Luque Coelho belongs.
Andrea from Mississippi says, I do not agree. Two wrongs don't make it right. They were all criminals, and it should not be condoned what they've done.
Okay, Andrea, and technically, Andrea, you're right. But again, I don't have an issue with what these guys were doing. The cops' work for them. You know, how many times do cops set up in chat rooms or set up somewhere on the internet, and they set up these guys who think they're talking to underage girls, and then it's the cops. Like that old show that used to be on NBC, Dateline with Chris Hansen.
Yeah, remember he'd show up and they don't let him go at the end.
He'd say, well, why are you only wearing a towel and have lollipops?
See, I'm going to have to disappoint you this week, and I realize I can't participate in a scam because I don't see myself being in the same presence of a known pedophile and let him walk out alive. I'd be a murderer at the end of the night. I couldn't see myself letting him walk away.
Coleman, we can't have you do that. I need you to produce this show.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to renege on you this weekend.
Can't have you in jail. Wow. That's some story, huh? Here on Bayou 95.7. Thank you for the texts. New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlind Morning Show. If you think that it's out of control having to wear masks everywhere you go because of coronavirus, and, you know, on this show, we've talked about it. Look, we're no fans of wearing masks. And I think it's kind of crazy and ridiculous how you have to wear a mask here in New Orleans and all over Louisiana and in many, many parts of the country. You have to wear a mask in every building you go into. Even if you go into a restaurant to go out to lunch or go out to dinner, they won't let you in the restaurant if you're not wearing a mask. But as soon as you get into the restaurant and sit down at your table, you take your mask off. And that's what you have to do to eat and drink. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? But listen to this. This right here is the height of craziness and absurdity when it comes to wearing masks during America 2020 with coronavirus. In Madison, Wisconsin, which is the capital of that state, the head of the Department of Natural Resources, or the DNR, they've told employees they have to wear masks during their Zoom calls.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Even when they're alone at home. I mean, Zoom meetings have become a big thing. By the way, did you ever even hear of Zoom before coronavirus?
No, I heard of FaceTime before the coronavirus. And I heard of GoToMeeting before the coronavirus. Zoom just popped up out of nowhere.
While so many people are losing so much of their money because of coronavirus, Zoom is making tons of money! Those bastards! But this, the Department of Natural Resources in Madison, Wisconsin, they're telling all their employees they have to wear masks even during their Zoom calls. What? Can they get coronavirus from a screen, a computer screen, or a cell phone screen?
You never know these days. The virus keeps mutating.
That is true, Coleman. The Department of Natural Resources out of Madison, Wisconsin, is telling employees to wear face masks on teleconferences even when they're not around others and there is no risk of spreading the coronavirus. Natural Resources Secretary President Preston Cole reminded employees in a meeting a couple of weeks ago that their governor there in Wisconsin, Tony Evers' mask orders, were going into effect. They're going to be in effect, and that means every DNR employee must wear a mask while in a DNR facility. And so some of these people are in a DNR facility and they're doing a teleconference meeting on Zoom.
I see. So they're not. Some of them aren't necessarily at their homes. They're at a facility where they work. They're just Zoom meeting from the different parts of their facility, right?
I'm quoting Coleman. Also, wear your mask even if you are home to participate in a virtual meeting that involves being seen, such as on Zoom or another video conferencing platform. If you're being seen by non-DNR staff, set the safety example, which shows you as a DNR public service employee that you care about the safety and health of others.
Okay, wait.
So they're saying even if you're not in the DNR office on a Zoom call, mm-hmm. You could be at home. You could be anywhere on a Zoom call with no one around you. Show that you care about people and wear this mask. This is how out of control this BS has gotten.
That is mask hysteria. Here's why. It's not, if you're at your home and you're alone and you're still wearing a mask, that's going to be counterproductive to the standard they're trying to set. Yeah, it's okay to show that you care. It's okay to do that, and you want to be supportive. Yeah, well, do it logically. Wear your mask when you're out in public. Wear your mask when you're in the facility to show. But if you're at home alone and you're wearing your mask, now you're just showing that you're a sheep and you're dumb. And you look dumb doing that. You know what I'm saying? I get the support part, but now you just look stupid.
But this guy, the guy that's in charge of these people, Coleman, mm-hmm. said show people you care. Even if there's no one around you, even if you're at home and you're just at a meeting,
there are ways to do that without looking stupid, though. Yeah, show that you care, but don't be dumb either. Don't look dumb either.
I've got a word for the Natural Resources Secretary, Preston Cole. No, this makes you look like a complete idiot, and you, sir, look and sound like a complete moron. That's what you are if you're telling people to wear masks while they're alone at home on a Zoom meeting. You wear the mask to show people you care about others. No, you're showing people you're a moron
and a dope. That's what you're doing.
Some people actually do feel better just seeing other people with masks on, even though it has little to no effect to their personal health. It's just something they feel comforted seeing other people with their masks. It's like a placebo effect.
Then those people have disorders. They have mental issues. That's what they have. And if you think it is, you think that's messed up in this mask debate, wait till you hear what's coming up. The mask debate is getting out of control, and we're gonna explain, and we're gonna show you, and you're gonna hear it next, coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And the mask debate continues to go back and forth. As a matter of fact, pretty much all of the news channels, all of the newscasts are talking about the mask debate.
As COVID cases mount across the country, the mask debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mask debate.
The partisan mask debate is heating up.
Mask debate's growing.
The president is trying to have us cover the mask debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mask debate.
The mask debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
It's 9 minutes after six now, and there's new video of a raging mask debate. The mask debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mask debate in West Virginia might soon be coming to an end.
This mask debate is far from over.
How many mask debates have you gotten into? Love to hear it.
The mask debate was taken to a whole nother level.
Bishop David Zubik tells Pittsburgh's Action News 4 he found himself in the middle of a mask debate.
And we'll dive deeper into this pet store mask debate.
So we're going to begin with this thing we're calling the great mask debate.
And, you know, we've put videos on our website of people in big mask debates. People getting upset.
Yep.
People getting in fights.
Yep. Things I've had like all that happen during a mass debate. I had a mass debate last week, and it was really rigorous.
Well, Coleman, besides being the engineer and producer of this morning radio show here, he also has another job. You have another job. You deliver.
Well, I don't get into mass debates at work. It's usually at home in the privacy of my own home.
Yeah, you deliver chicken wings and at night, and I'm sure that you have to wear.
Yeah, I have to wear my mask at work, yeah. But I haven't gotten to any debates over it at the job. You haven't had a mask debate yet?
I've had a couple, but I try not to have mask debates.
During lockdown?
Well, here in New Orleans, you can't go into any store, you can't go in any restaurant without wearing one. And even though in restaurants, you walk in with a mask, and as soon as you get in there, you go to your table, you sit down, you take it off.
I found that most people have the mask debates on Bourbon Street now.
I just don't want to see the mask debates get violent.
Oh, well. It's too late for that. I've seen some videos on very violent mask debates, especially like Kroger, Target, things of that nature.
Yeah, well, we're going to continue to see them. I saw one expert, Coleman,
mm-hmm.
saying that people are going to be wearing masks here in America, not only for the rest of this year, but all through next year as well, and possibly into and through 2022, because it's here. Coronavirus right. is already here. There's nothing. That's why things should open up. It's already here. And I'm telling you, no matter how many people they say have it, I'm telling you at least 5 times or 10 times or anywhere in between that amount of number of people have coronavirus or have gotten it and already recovered from it because it's got a 99%
recovery. Well, it's a fact that more people have gone through mass debates than they admit to. Some people are ashamed to admit it.
Yeah.
But it comes natural, though, having a mass debate.
Yeah, I would just like to see to see less mass debates, to be honest with you.
True.
So we've mentioned on the show a couple of times, Coleman, how different cities in America, including right here in New Orleans, have taken homeless people off the streets and they've put them in hotels
mm-hmm.
because they didn't want them to spread coronavirus, which made me ask the question, when you see homeless people, we haven't heard of a bunch of homeless people dying because of coronavirus. I mean, who's dirtier than homeless people? There's no hand sanitizer. There's no face sanitizer. There's no any type of sanitizer if you go and hang out under some of the bridges here in this city.
Well, one of the texters said when we're talking about it, we didn't get a chance to read it on the air, but he said the homeless people naturally social distance, and they're outside most of the time. They're not inside enclosed in areas, so they're outside. They're already and they're social distancing naturally.
You know, that's true. They already do social distance, right. And that was even before coronavirus, because the homeless people realize how much other homeless people smell.
Exactly.
And they stink, and they naturally socially distance. You know, that's a good point.
And what's funny is when I stop at the red light on my way home and I see the homeless people in 10 cities, they also have mass debates.
Hmm. Well, in cities all over America, Coleman, including here in New Orleans, the cities have taken a bunch of the homeless people off the streets and put them into hotels, nice hotels. And the hotels are empty anyways because hardly anybody is traveling. And, I mean, the hotel industry is, my God, what's happened to it, like so many other industries here in the United States because of coronavirus, being devastated.
Yeah.
And so the city's thinking, well, okay, well, we'll kill a couple of birds with one stone here. Well, we'll get the homeless people off the street so they won't spread the coronavirus. And, you know, we'll give the hotels some money, which they desperately need, and let's put these homeless people in the hotel rooms. And boy, I feel sorry for some of the hotel employees that have still kept their jobs. The ones that have kept their jobs have to deal with that.
Yeah, because there are a lot of mass debates going on in hotel rooms.
Well, in one hotel in San Francisco, did you see what happened? And in San Francisco, they've taken a lot of homeless people off the streets. And by the way, homeless people in San Francisco were filling up the streets long before coronavirus. If you pay attention to the news, the homeless people not only are setting up homeless outdoor shelters all over the streets of what is a beautiful city, San Francisco, but they're now, the homeless people, they don't get in trouble for going to the bathroom in the streets. And I'm talking about number two. They can pull down their shorts and they can just drop a deuce anywhere. And we told you about the jobs that were opening up in San Francisco. They started at $86,000 a year,
jeez,
which won't get you very far in San Francisco. It's one of the most expensive places to live in the United States. But they were offering jobs to come work for the city of San Francisco. You start at $86,000 a year, and basically you have to clean up the poop of the homeless people that poop there. I'm sure they give you gloves. And again, this was before coronavirus. They gave you gloves and I'm sure hand sanitizer.
Okay. See, this is where my brain hurts, because I'm thinking to myself, you have a homeless problem, right? And the reason these people are homeless is probably because they don't have any money. Now you're offering jobs that pay to clean up homeless people poop, why not hire the homeless people to clean up their own poop?
They're not going to clean up their own poop.
If you give them $80,000 a year, I'm quite sure that would be a great incentive. Like, wait, you're offering me a job to clean up my own poop? Sure. For that much money, I would do it. If I was homeless and you're telling me you're going to pay me $86,000 to clean up my own poop, I will clean up mine and everybody else's.
Well, Coleman, they're cleaning up their they offer jobs to people at $86,000 a year to clean up the homeless people's poop and pick up their needles and the syringes and the meth pipes and the broken glass and all the other stuff that comes right with having to clean up after homeless people. It's not just the poop.
So the homeless people should just get, if you're going to do that, just pay the homeless people to clean up after themselves, right? Is that too far beyond the realm of logic? If you're going to pay people to clean up after the homeless people don't have jobs, hire the homeless people to clean up after the homeless people.
Well, maybe the city of San Francisco should look into that, Coleman.
Oh, man.
But let me get to what I was talking about in the story.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So they've taken a lot of the homeless people who pooped in the streets and they put them in hotels. Well, just the other day, in one of the hotels in San Francisco, and it's a decent hotel, motel, it's in a great neighborhood. It's not far from North Beach. It's in a great neighborhood in San Francisco. It's a motel called the Civic Center Motor Inn. They just found a meth lab in one of the hotel rooms that they're using for a coronavirus shelter. A meth lab!
I'm on meth.
Police arrested two adults accused of operating a low-level meth lab at a San Francisco hotel designated as a safe shelter for people on quarantine at risk of COVID-19 and the homeless people, the people without housing. A call came in the other night about a strong odor. Actually, it was the middle of the day. It wasn't the night. The middle of the afternoon, a call came in about a strong chemical odor coming from a hotel room. And San Francisco police officers responded to the Civic Center Motor Inn at about 2:30 in the afternoon. Police and residents had to wait for a hazmat team to determine the safety of the site. Quote, I was just like shocked, unquote.
Just like shocked?
Yeah, yeah. That's the quote. I was just like shocked, said one hotel guest named Samantha.
Wow.
Who says a police officer knocked on her hotel door because her hotel door was right underneath. Her room was underneath the room where they found the meth lab. They were Breaking Bad, Coleman, at the Civic Center Motor Inn in San Francisco.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't San Francisco the same city that they give meth to homeless people because they don't want them to go through withdrawals?
Yeah, they do. I don't know exactly what drugs they give the drug addicts that are homeless in San Francisco, but that city does give, and the taxpayers. Right. That's why everything's so damn expensive there, because they got to give drugs to the drug addicts.
So it's okay when the government gives them drugs. It's just not okay for private citizens to give them drugs.
Yes.
Oh,
but here's
San Francisco's backwards.
I want to finish what the woman, Samantha, who was staying in the motel room underneath the motel room that was being used as a meth lab in San Francisco. She said, quote, I was just like shocked, Samantha said. And then she continued. He's like, there's a meth lab right above your room, so we need you to evacuate because it could explode at any time.
Whoa.
Yeah. The motel could blow up at any time. Police said there was plenty of evidence of a meth lab in an upper floor room. Officers conducted an investigation and discovered chemicals in the room known to make narcotics, according to one San Francisco Police Department spokesman. He said, we believe this was isolated only to one guest room, and two adults were taken into custody. Well, it wouldn't be isolated if they let it go on a little bit longer. There would be a lot more activity going on around there. You ever see what happens when people making meth make a mistake?
Never.
It's a huge explosion, Coleman.
I've never seen anybody make meth, so I wouldn't.
But
know.
There's videos you can
okay
go on. And if you're familiar with the TV show Breaking Bad.
That's a TV show. They could indulge and embellish.
Where do you think they got all their ideas from? You think they just made them up on Breaking Bad? You know, let's just make up something about how this trailer in the middle of nowhere could blow up if one guy is making hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of meth and he makes one wrong move with a match.
Yeah.
Or gas.
I've seen action movies where you shoot a gas tank of a car and the whole car explodes. So
this is what's happening in cities all across America. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. This is Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. And after 32 years, they seem to be running out of ideas. Last night, a shark jumped Fonzie. And Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. I was just telling you how I was watching Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. And it's pretty cool. Do you realize that the shark in Jaws was ranked number 2 on a list of the top movie monsters of all time? Guess what number 1 was? Harvey Weinstein. And also researchers in Australia have concluded that sharks have personalities which are almost identical to the personalities of lawyers. You learn a lot when you're watching Shark Week on the Discovery Channel.
I've been watching Shark Week all week, and I still haven't got an update on Sharkeesha. Oh, no. You don't remember Sharkeesha 6 years ago? Sharkeesha, Viral video.
Who was Sharkeesha?
John. Sharkeesha was a girl in a viral video who went viral for hitting somebody, and she became famous, and the name was Sharkeesha.
Oh, okay.
You know, now you remember Sharkeesha? I was waiting on the Sharkeesha update, but they haven't hit me up with it.
Okay. You're talking about Sharkeesha from the hood. Okay.
Yeah, Sharkeesha from the ocean.
I got to get my head out of the Discovery Channel. Okay, I got you, Coleman. Hey, uptown at the Audubon Zoo, they're getting ready to welcome a baby gorilla. This is going to be the first time a gorilla has been born at the Audubon Zoo in 24 years. And so they want the community to be a part of this. They want people like you and me, I live in New Orleans, to help shower the gorilla mom-to-be with gifts. Basically like a baby shower for the gorilla. Any day now, Tumani, the 13-year-old gorilla, will welcome a critically endangered western lowland baby gorilla into the world. Isn't that something? The vice president and managing director of Audubon Zoo, his name is Steve Marshall. He said, quote, "We have good ultrasound, mom's doing great, and it's really coming up on the time for birth." What they want is they want people to give the mother gifts for the mother and the baby. So it's basically a baby shower and throw in some gifts for the mother too. For a gorilla. What do you get a gorilla? And the vice president of Audubon, Mr. Marshall, continued by saying, quote, "We are a community zoo. We belong to this community. We want everybody to have an opportunity to take part in this. We wanted to give the community an opportunity to get some baby toys and blankets and enrichment items, maybe some nutritional teams," he said. Maybe how about some bananas? If I buy the mother a half a dozen bananas, would that be a good idea?
You know how many times we've seen an example of this when an organization tries to get the community involved and it never goes well? Like they had an online petition on what to name this boat. They wanted the community to name the boat, and the number one name was like Boaty Mac Boatface or something like that. Do they really want the community to be responsible for giving the gorilla gifts like the gorilla experts, especially nutritional items?
Hey, Boaty Mac Boatface wasn't a bad name.
It wasn't, but they're like, oh man, we shouldn't have gave the option to the community. I say give the gorilla either some diapers or some freedom. How about letting the new gorilla be born in the wild in his natural habitat?
The vice president of Audubon Zoo, Steve Marshall, said that, he also said that these are highly endangered animals, probably less than 1,000 left in Africa. the population of these gorillas, they're down 80%. It's going to be a big deal. And this baby gorilla is going to be born to the mother, Tumani, any day now, uptown at the Audubon Zoo here in New Orleans. And I'm going to go. I like the zoo. I love our animal friends, our primate friends. I think I might go pick up some bananas. Maybe I'll get a baby shirt or
so
baby pair of pants.
Who's the daddy?
It doesn't say anything in this story about the daddy. Look, I'm just waiting for this baby gorilla to be born, and I'm going to go pick up a couple of gifts after the show today. Here, hey, coming up next on the show, there are people at work that you probably don't get along with, people that you work with, right? Well, I'm going to tell you a story about what happened here in the New Orleans area about a guy who just shot somebody.
Whoa.
That he worked with. That's coming up next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterland Morning Show. And I'm sure you have worked with someone or people that you didn't get along with. You've worked with people you didn't like. I think we all have. Most of us have, right? We can all relate to what I'm about to tell you up to a certain point. Look, I've worked at radio stations where there were some people that I wasn't thrilled with, some people that I didn't hang out with after work. Although I'm fortunate now because I get along with everybody here at Bayou, and I think they get along with me, unless they're talking behind my back. Like Cat and I get along well.
Blah 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 blah.
I get along with Ginty, who comes on after me.
Yeah, Ginty's cool.
I get along with him. J.D. Stone, you hear nights here, I get along with him. Our weekend people, Josh and the rest of the weekend people, I get along with fine.
I noticed you didn't mention my name.
Well, Coleman, I I get along with you. I mean, a couple of minutes ago, I got mad at you. But I get along with you for the most part. But could you imagine working with someone who you didn't get along with so much that you shot them? That just happened at Sonic. By the way, I'm a big Sonic fan.
Oh, I love Sonic.
You like going to Sonic drive-thru?
Yeah, the Coney's. Yeah.
Oh, man.
The tater tots.
They have dollar corn dogs every once in a while. And God, who doesn't? I love Sonic. Well, at a Sonic drive-thru in La Place, an argument between two employees led to one of them shooting the other right at the dumpster.
Oh, were they having a mask debate?
No, it wasn't a mask debate.
Okay.
They weren't debating about masks. No mask debate. An argument between two workers at a Sonic restaurant, a Sonic drive-in in La Place, led to one of them shooting the other right next to the restaurant's dumpster two nights ago. The 26-year-old victim was airlifted from the dumpster, right next to the dumpster in the parking lot at a Sonic drive-thru in La Place. to the hospital here in New Orleans, and he's listed in stable condition, which is good news. According to the St. John the Baptist Parish Sheriff's Office, Kamonte Robinson and the victim got into an argument earlier in their shift. Later in the evening, after closing, the victim was taking out the trash when deputies say Robinson shot him right next to the dumpster as he was emptying the garbage. Deputies found, it says here, I don't know if this is a typo in the police report I have in front of me. I got the police report right in front of me here. I don't know if this is a typo or not, but it says deputies found the victims, plural, with several gunshot wounds. I'm hoping that's a typo and there's no S. It should just be the victim, because who else got shot by the dumpster after the Sonic drive-in?
Yeah, it's probably a typo.
Close. There were several gunshot wounds. And Kamonte Robinson was arrested a short time later as he was seen leaving the fire exit at a CVS right down the street in a nearby strip mall.
So he had a premeditated escape plan and everything.
Well, I guess if you get into it, look, there's a couple of ways to look at this. They get into an argument during their shift at work. It happens. And he shoots the guy after the shift ended while the guy was emptying the garbage out by the dumpster and back. At least he waited until the shift was over and didn't do this in front of customers.
True.
Okay. But as it says in the police report, they found him down the street, leaving a fire exit at a CVS drugstore, which is in a nearby strip mall.
Now that makes me wonder. So he
What would you do if you, let's say you and I, we got into a disagreement here at work during the show.
Okay.
And we were about to come to blows, and you shot me. What, would you stand there and wait for someone, maybe Kat or somebody, to show up?
No. Here's why I think this is he probably intended to go to work the next day. He waited to the end of the shift. He shot him, and he had an escape plan. And I'm thinking if he thought he wasn't going to get caught, he would just show up the next day at Sunday like, whoa, what happened? And act like he didn't, and that way he'd keep his job. I think he was thinking about keeping his job at Sonic. Had he not got caught, I guarantee he would have showed up to work the next day like nothing happened. Like, what happened? Oh, somebody got shot. It wasn't me. I was at home. See?
Well, luckily the shooting victim, he's in stable condition, and now this guy, the guy who shot him, his coworker, Kamonte Robinson, he's being held now on $100,000. Bond. That's a lot of corn dogs.
I mean, I've been annoyed and upset, but never enough to. I've almost come to blows with some coworkers in the past, but I've never, went as far as, wanting to shoot them because I know how to fight.
Yeah, whatever happened to the old days, the good old days, when if you had a disagreement with someone you worked with, you waited until the shift was over, which was good. You don't want to do this in front of customers. And then when they were out by the dumpster, when the guy's emptying the garbage, why couldn't you just, okay,
hiya,
it's go time. Let's go. Yeah. You and me. Empty that garbage and let's go.
It's the generation of instant gratification.
Well, again, we all work with people that we don't get along with. Hopefully it'll never, in your situation or most people's situation, all people's situation, never comes to something like this.
All right. So are you ready for our conference call tonight? Well, later today after the show.
We've been having a lot of those lately.
Yeah, I noticed.
No. All right. Coming up on the show, we got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And it's something I mentioned earlier in the show. We have to revisit this. It has to do with a couple of guys who, and this happened locally, if you weren't listening, a couple of guys who broke the law against someone else who broke the law And the person they victimized broke the law a hell of a lot worse than they did. And I'm going to, and that's coming up. And I'm going to ask you again, do you think these guys really, you think they should get in trouble for breaking the law? Because I don't. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So Kamala Harris, the senator from California who Joe Biden picked to be his vice president if he wins, that's some story. You know, her father's from Jamaica. Her mother's from India. And they're celebrating her big time. As a matter of fact, yesterday I could hear my tech support operator popping champagne when I was on the phone with them. Hey, coming up next. It's the dumbest thing I read all week since today's Friday. And we're going to revisit a story we did earlier in the show this morning about a guy, a criminal in Mandeville, who was so stupid, he ended up turning himself in without even knowing it. But it got me thinking about a couple of other things as well. That's next. The dumbest thing I read all week here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all week since it's Friday. This is a story that we did earlier in the show this morning. And by the way, if you're only listening now and you only listen to this part of the show because you're on your way to work or whatever the case may be, as soon as our show's over, we put the podcast up on our website at bayou957.com. Go listen to it because we talk about all kinds of different stuff over the course of the show in the morning that starts at 5:30. And the podcast, it's a quick, easy listen. And we appreciate it if you do. Thank you. But we talked about this story earlier in the morning, and the more I thought about it, the more I realized this is the dumbest thing I read all week. Recently, a 31-year-old guy who lived in Mandeville got himself arrested because he went online, thought he was chatting with a 15-year-old girl. Who he then went to meet in Bridge City. But when he showed up to meet her, no, he didn't get met by police yet. That's not who he was talking to. He was just talking to a couple of dudes who wanted to go shake down some scumbag. And so when he showed up to meet the underage girl at the hotel, at wherever he was meeting her in Bridge City, these two dudes get out of the car. They got their cell phones. They took a picture of them. They took video of them. And they said, hey, dude, give us all your money right now, or we're gonna tell everybody that you showed up to do sex with a 15-year-old girl. So the guy gave him all his money. And I don't even know how. I think I saw somewhere it was like 40 bucks.
40 bucks.
It wasn't even that much. So they leave, right? And what does the 31-year-old perp from Mandeville do? Does he just cut his losses and say, I'm out? No. Here's the dumbest thing I read all week. He called the cops.
911, what's your emergency?
When the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's deputy showed up, he told the cops, well, I came here to meet a girl, but these two guys showed up and they robbed money from me. And then the cops said, well, what girl were you? And he said, she was 15. And he got arrested. 31-year-old Darwin Jose Luque Coelho of Mandeville.
You idiot.
Why do so many Latin people have so many names? And really, his first name is Darwin? Don't they give the Darwin Awards to the dumbest? This guy lived up to his first name. Darwin Jose Luque Coelho. Got himself arrested because he was shaken down by a couple of people who he thought, a couple of dudes, who he thought was a 15-year-old girl online that he was going to meet to do sex with. And then the idiot, Darwin, called the police to say that he got robbed.
Now,
while he was trying to have sex with a 15-year-old girl.
We made the point earlier that if these twos had scammed anybody else, we would have been like, oh, that's horrible. These scam artists need to be caught. They need to be brought to justice. But since they scammed a pedo that intended to have sex with an underage girl, we were like, maybe they just let the, maybe they're doing vigilante good work.
And then I asked Coleman, I said, hey, Coleman, tonight or tomorrow night, maybe let's pick a night. You want to try doing this? You want to try to shake down a pedophile? You want to try to shake down some scumbag? Because look, I know what they did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But what the 31-year-old Darwin Jose Luque Coelho did, it was much more wrong. And I give those other two guys, those other two criminals, I give them a break, especially during coronavirus. A lot of people are out of work. Money's tight for a lot of people.
A few people have responded and said a wrong is a wrong and this shouldn't be condoned. But the vast majority was like, hey, if you're going to do it, these are the guys to do it too, like pedos. If you're going to shake down somebody, hey, why not these fools? And to answer your question, I said I couldn't participate in the scam like you wanted to because I don't see myself being in the presence of a known pedophile and then letting him just walk out alive.
Well, we could shake him down, then we could beat him.
David from Indianapolis wants to know, though, if it was a hot 30-year-old young female, a hot 30-year-old female, and she was coming to have sex with a 15-year-old boy, will you still feel the same way?
Well, first and foremost, that's a great text. Women don't do that online. Only school teachers seem to do that, and very attractive ones. And to be honest with you, if a woman did do that online, no, I wouldn't look at it the same way because I remember being a 15-year-old boy. That would be my dream come true. And so that's a double standard. There are times in life where double standards apply.
Well, let's see if the double standards work in this one. So let's say the 30-year-old woman who intended to meet a 15-year-old boy came to the hotel and she got shook down and they recorded her and took up for her $40. Now how you do feel about the two?
I'd go after those perps who shook her down.
Yeah, the double standard.
Okay, that's a triple standard. That's a triple standard right there.
At least you're honest about it, though.
Yes. One thing I am, to a fault.
Yep.
So anyways, I'm still thinking if I'm bored because, you know, during coronavirus, my social life hasn't been nearly as good as it was before. I'm looking for something to do, maybe go shake down a couple of guys that are trying to do sex with underage girls.
Well,
and then beat them, too.
Well, if you're going to do it, don't have a bum worth $40. Get like a corporate CEO that's worth millions. That way you can really cash
that's
in on it.
That's what you want to do. Mm. All right. Well, anyways, what an idiot. The 31-year-old Mandeville man who thought that he was driving to do sex with a 15-year-old girl who he thought he was talking to online, but in reality, he was talking to two dudes who shook him down. And then when they left, he called the cops to say he was robbed while going to have sex with a 15-year-old girl. And then he got arrested. That's the dumbest thing I read all week. That's the dumbest thing that I've read in a long, long time.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, Darwin. Jose Luque Coelho. Hey, it's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. We always enjoy it when you text us and we say, keep them short and sweet and don't text while you're driving. And if your text adds to the show, we'll read it on the show.
RD from Metairie says, Austin is a hypocrite. Wow. He's referring to your double standard about the story about whether it was a 15-year-old girl or a 15-year-old boy. How would you feel about the scam artist getting a pedo guy?
That's right, because I think any 31-year-old dude who's going after a 15-year-old girl should be robbed and shaken down and beaten. Any 31-year-old woman who's going after a 15-year-old boy, no, she shouldn't, because I remember being a 15-year-old boy. That would have been the greatest thing that ever happened to me. So, no, that's not a hypocrite. That's being honest. That's a double standard. And sometimes in life, as we just found out, there's not only double standards, there's triple standards.
One Bayou Cajun says, I hate you guys, but I listen to you 5 days a week.
Well, Coleman, we said we would read the texts if they add to the show. We appreciate your texts. Thank you very much. And right now, we're on our commercial free ride. Crank it up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.